This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Dear brothers who want to leave, please leave quietly. Jazakumullahu khairan. If you're going to leave, please greet people outside, not in the musalla area. Jazakumullahu khair. Inna alhamdulillah. Nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruhu. ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما أما بعد فإن أصدق الحديث كلام الله وأحسن الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة. All praise is due to Allah. We praise Him, we seek His aid, and we ask for His forgiveness. We seek refuge and protection in Allah from the evils of ourselves and the evil consequences of our evil actions. Whomsoever Allah guides, none can lead astray, and he who Allah misguides, no can guide. And I testify that there is none worthy of worship and devotion but the Almighty Allah alone. And I testify that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam is his servant and his messenger. O you who believe, fear Allah as he should be feared and die not except in submission and surrender to your Lord. O mankind, be dutiful to your Lord who created you from a single person and from him he created his wife. And from them both, he created many men and women. And fear Allah through whom you demand your mutual rights. And observe the rights of your kin. Surely Allah is ever and all watcher over you. O you who believe, keep your duty to Allah. Fear him and speak the truth. He will direct you to righteous deeds and will forgive your sins. And whoever obeys Allah and his messenger has indeed attained a great achievement. The best words are the divine words of Allah, and the best guidance is that of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. And the worst things in the religion are the newly invented matters, for all the newly invented matters in religion are innovation, and every innovation is bid'ah and misguidance. This is the blessed day from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Yawmul Hajj al-Akbar, the great day, the first day of Al-Nahr, the beautiful day of Al-Eid, where the pilgrims, Al-Hujjaj, they have performed the majority of the rituals of Hajj. They have already stood in Arafat, the greatest day upon which the sun rises, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala frees people from the hellfire like no other day. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us from those who were accepted on the day of Arafah. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive our sins and to fix our affairs and to help us and enable us to worship Him sincerely and live our lives in devotion to Him alone. I want to share with you some advice from the Quran today. Something that we all already know. But it is something that we can all benefit from in our lives. We can benefit from this divine advice in our private life when we are by ourselves, in your inner thoughts, with your feelings, with your intentions, your inner world. But you can also apply this advice, and you should, with your family, your spouse, your children, your parents if they are alive. And then with your Muslim brothers and sisters, with your neighbors, and with humanity in general. A divine advice that is powerful, that we have all memorized. But there are treasures of wisdom and practicality in these divine words that we want to uncover some of them today before we leave, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala. So hopefully they would color our Eid with a spirit of devotion and love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is about Surah Al-Fatiha that we all know. And Allah calls it Al-Fatiha because it's the opening of the book. It is the introduction to the Quran. It is called Fatihatul Kitab. It opens up the Quran for you. And if someone is unable to connect to Al-Fatiha and understand it, the way to the Quran is closed for them. Because Al-Fatiha is what opens the doors and the gates of the Quran for you. It is the first chapter, it is the opening chapter, and it is the essence of the Quran. The Prophet ﷺ called it Ummul Kitab. It is the mother of the book, because it holds the essence. And the Prophet ﷺ, it holds the essence of the Quran and the message of the Quran. And if we fail to understand it, if we fail to connect to it, if we fail to live by the Fatiha, the Quran will always remain a challenge for us. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said in the hadith, "Ma anzal Allah fi al-Quran, ma anzal Allah fi al-Zabur, wala fi al-Tawrat, wala fi al-Injil, mithla hadhihi al-Surah." That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not reveal in Al-Zabur and in the Torah and in the Gospels nothing like Surah Al-Fatiha. There's nothing like Surah Al-Fatiha. And this is why on many occasions in Medina, and even at times of travel, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would randomly meet one of his companions and he would say to him, "Ala u'allimuka a'zama suratin fil Quran?" Shall I not teach you? Shall I not tell you about the greatest, the most powerful surah in the Quran? And companions, upon hearing something like this, they get very excited. Then the Prophet ﷺ would say to them, Ummul Kitab, Al-Fatiha. Al-Fatiha. Hiya sab'ul mathani wal Qur'anul azim alladhi utituhu. Because Allah says in Surah Al-Hijr, describes the Quran, he says to the Prophet ﷺ, "Inna ataynaka sab'an min al-mathani wal-Qur'an al-azim." We have given you seven special repeated ones and the great and glorious Quran. The Prophet ﷺ says, this is Al-Fatiha. It is the seven verses that are repeated, the seven verses that are profound in their description of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And they are these seven verses. This surah is the great Quran. It is the great Quran. So it is important for every Muslim, since we recite Al-Fatiha, at least every Muslim who should pray, at least recite Surah Al-Fatiha 17 times, because the obligatory prayers, the obligatory rak'ahs upon you are 17 every day. Count them, the 5 daily prayers, the rak'ahs will be 17. So every day you recite this surah and you repeat it, and you contemplate it, and Allah called it As-Salah. Allah referred to Al-Fatiha as As-Salah. In a divine hadith, Allah says, قَسَمْتُ الصَّلَاةَ بَيْنِي وَبَيْنَ عَبْدِي. I split the prayer between me and my servant. Meaning half is for Allah and half is for the servant. When you recite, فَإِذَا قَالَ عَبْدِي الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ قال الله حمدني عبدي. When you say in salah, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, Allah responds to you. Allah is al-mujib, He responds. When you say it, Allah answers back. Allah says, Hamidani abdi, my servant has praised me, he's thanked me, he's glorified me. فإذا قال العبد الرحمن الرحيم قال الرب أثنى علي عبدي. When the servant says الرحمن الرحيم, Allah says, my servant has glorified me further and praised me more. مالك يوم الدين, the master, the king of the day of judgment, قال الله مجدني عبدي, my servant has celebrated my glory and my grandeur. فإذا قال العبد إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين, Allah responds to you as in your salah immediately. فإذا قال العبد إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين, when the servant says إياك نعبد, it is you that we worship and devote our lives to, and it's your help that we seek. قال الله هذا بيني وبين عبدي ولعبدي ما سأل. Allah says, this one is between me and my servant, and my servant will get what he asks for, which is اهدنا الصراط المستقيم, the dua that you make, that you ask Allah for guidance. The reason Allah wants us to recite this surah at least 17 times every day, the reason Allah made it the opening of the book that holds the secret of the Quran, that if you engage with it correctly, it opens the secrets of, it unlocks the hidden secrets of the Quran for you, is that it is a summary of Allah's message to humanity, to all of the prophets. Al-Hasan al-Basri rahimahullah ta'ala said that all of the revelations that were sent to all of the prophets and the messengers from the time of Nuh until Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the seal of all the messengers, the message of them was summarized in the Quran. In the Quran. The gist of it is in the Quran. Then the whole of the Quran, the message of the Quran, is summarized and condensed in Al-Mufassal. Al-Mufassal is the last almost four juz of the Quran, from Surah Qaf till Surah An-Nas at the end. Then the gist and the condensed form of Al-Mufassal, these last four juz of the Quran, are captured in Al-Fatiha, Surah Al-Fatiha. And then the cream of Surah Al-Fatiha, the gist of Surah Al-Fatiha, is found in one verse, إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدْ وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينَ. So all of the revelations, the wisdom that Allah sent to all previous messengers is found in one, إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينَ. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when He teaches us Surah Al-Fatiha, He wants us to live our lives in praise of Allah. Alhamd. And Alhamd is a very profound word. We translate it as praise. But praise doesn't even do 20% of the meaning of Alhamd. Alhamd is a recognition of Allah's perfection. That Allah is perfect. Allah is complete. There's no defects with Allah. There's nothing wrong with Allah. Everything is perfect to the highest level of perfection ever. Allah is perfect in His self. Allah is perfect in His names and attributes. All of them have and hold the utmost perfection and goodness. And that's what praise means. And what that does, and part of praise, is the love of Allah. That you recognize Allah's perfection, glory, and beauty, His divine beauty. You are captured by it. You are mesmerized by it. You are inspired by it in the spirit of love of Allah. So your heart moves to Allah and nothing else. It attaches to no one but Allah. It seeks no one but your Creator. And it knows that there is no safety, no salvation, except with Allah. And thus it loves none but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And with this, your life becomes for Allah. And on top of this, you recognize the perfection of Allah's actions, what Allah does. Allah decides and Allah creates, and everything we see
is the decision, the word of Allah, the qadar of Allah, and the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and it comes from Allah's divine beauty. When you recognize this, you turn to Allah in gratitude and in indebtedness and in thankfulness. You say to Allah, thank you for everything. Nothing comes from Allah but good. That's what Alhamdulillah. Rabbil Alameen, the Lord. And even Lord doesn't do the word Rabb justice, because Rabb is the one who nurtures you, the one who takes care of you, the one who ensures your growth, your well-being, gently, with gentleness, with care. That's Rabb. You know, the Arabs also call the father the Rabb. When he is loving, compassionate, and takes good care of his children, he is called Rabbul Bayt. Why? Because he ensures the good growth and nurture of his family. He sacrifices everything he has for his family. He protects his family. He provides for his family. He loves his family. That's what Rabb is. But with Allah, Rabb takes on more dimensions with the divine, with Allah. And he's the owner. He owns us. He created us. We belong to him. You don't even belong to yourself. Allah has more right to you than you have to yourself. That's what this life is about. That's why we live this life for Allah. We are here to, we are entrusted to live this life for Allah. Rabbil Alameen. He's the Lord of everything. Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. He's the merciful. He's full of mercy. Everything that comes from Allah has mercy. He's full of mercy and he's the giver of mercy. He showers his creation with mercy. Even the rebellious ones, even the disbelievers, even the evil ones, Allah still showers them with mercy. Because he says, وَرَحْمَتِي وَسِعَتْ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ. Unless people take advantage of Allah's mercy and Allah's compassion, Allah says, مَالِكِ يَوْمِ الدِّينِ. The day of recompense, the day when you will be held accountable, Allah is the king of that day. So unless you abuse Allah's mercy and think you can get away with whatever, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala strikes fear in the hearts of the people that the day of judgment, Allah is the king and the master. And everyone will be brought before Allah for account. And it's either a reward or a punishment. And you don't want to mess with Allah. So that creates balance. And when you recognize this divine beauty, glory and might and power, your heart moves with love. And love is the essence of worship. Love is the essence of worship. It's the heart of worship. That's why when you recognize these meanings, what do you say? Iyyaka na'bud. The response to these beautiful meanings, to these realizations, is that, oh Allah, only you we worship. You alone we worship. Iyyaka na'bud. In the Arabic language, the original order of the sentence would be na'budu iyyak, we worship you. But with this kind of realization, you can only say you we worship. Iyyaka na'bud. You put Allah first. And of yourself, you can't give Allah his rights, no matter how hard you try. You have your weaknesses, you have your defects, you have your flaws. We're all humans. So we know we can't make it to Allah. We can't give Allah his rights. So what do? We recognize we are helpless. Not only do we worship Allah, but we ask him to help us worship him. وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينَ. And it's your help that we seek, your assistance that we seek. We'll do our best, but we can't do anything. What we do can't amount to anything. It's only your help that can get us there. And what is the help that we need from Allah? اِهْدِنَا الصِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ. Guide us to the straight path that takes to Jannah, that takes to Allah, where you are with Allah forever. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله فاستغفره. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف المرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this most important surah tells us what is the most important dua that we need to do. If you have one wish in this life, what would it be? What would you ask? If Allah says there's one wish that you will be granted, what would that be? If you have figured this life out properly, if you have understood what existence, your existence means, the answer should be obvious. اهدنا الصراط المستقيم. Because if you get guided to the straight path and on the straight path until you reach Jannah, you have won everything. You have won everything. You haven't lost anything whatsoever. But if you get everything else, but don't get guided to the straight path and on the straight path, you have lost everything. You have lost everything. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as He mentions His glory and His beauty and His rights, He guides us to the most important thing that we should ask for. What is it? We know that this life is about worshipping Allah, making it back to Him. And the thing that we need most direly is Allah's help to guide us and to keep us guided. That's why we ask Allah for that. And then we recognize this is the path of the ones that Allah blessed, the prophets, the messengers, as-siddiqoon, the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the righteous people of all times that Allah has blessed. Look at how Allah says, the ones that you have blessed. So the ones who are guided, Allah bless them with guidance, because that guidance doesn't come from ourselves. But we have to put ourselves at the service of Allah so He guides us. Not the ones who acted against guidance and went against the truth. Al-maghdubi alayhim, the ones whose Allah's anger falls upon. Wal-ad-dallin, those who have turned away from guidance and acted without guidance. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us from alladhina an'ama Allahu alayhim, from the people of Jannah. So this is the spirit with which we live our life, the love of Allah. That's why we try our best to do the best in this life, to take care of our families, to be the best to our spouses and our children and our parents and our siblings and our brothers and sisters. And we don't forget that إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ إِخْوَةً, the believers are brothers, and this bond is stronger than any blood relationship. It's the bond of Iman. Allah connects that bond. So our brothers and sisters, no matter where they are, what color they are, what background they are, what language they are dearer to us than anyone else among the creation because of the bond of faith. Even if there are distances between us, we love them for the sake of Allah. And this is why in this Eid, we should always remember our brothers and sisters in Gaza, in Palestine, in Sudan, in different parts of the where there are Muslims. There are Muslims who are persecuted and there is no media attention on them. Still, in Muslims in China are still going through whatever they're going through. And in other parts of the world, sometimes here and there in India, every now and then it bursts. And in different places, keep your brothers and sisters in your dua. Keep them in your prayers and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bring them ease and help them with whatever you can. Any way that you can help them out for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's an expression of faith and devotion to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept our deeds. May Allah bless your Eid and accept your deeds. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep us guided and accept from all of us. تقبل الله منا ومنكم وصلى الله وسلم على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. Please make the greetings as fast as possible. So inshallah, the following salah, inshallah they have the time. So the parking lot is free for them and they can join. Jazakumullah. Thank you.